This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump conceded for the first time on Thursday that Joe Biden will be the next president, a day after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol as Congress was certifying Biden's victory. Trump, who as recently as Thursday morning continued to claim falsely that the election had been stolen from him, condemned Wednesday's violence, saying rioters had defiled the seat of American democracy, and said his focus would now turn to ensuring a smooth transition. Trump's remarks come after Democrats, the top Democratic leaders, called for his removal from office following Wednesday's assault. President Trump's Transportation Secretary, Elaine Chao, announced her resignation Thursday, the first cabinet secretary to resign because of Wednesday's deadly invasion of the U.S. Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters. Late Thursday, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos became the second cabinet member to resign a day after the violence at the Capitol. She blamed Trump for inflaming tensions. Chao and DeVos joined a growing list of resignations from the Trump administration after hundreds of Trump supporters broke into the Capitol as legislators were in the process of certifying the Electoral College votes in the November election, formalizing President-elect Joe Biden's win. The White House did not immediately comment on the resignations. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack at the U.S. Capitol. The acting U.S. Attorney General for the District, Michael Sherwin, said 15 people charged in federal court in Washington in connection with the rioting, 40 others charged in D.C. Superior Court leading up to the riot, most of them for unlawful entry to the Capitol grounds. This is VOA News. Continuing with the story pertaining to the Capitol Police, federal charges and the rioters. Federal charges include theft of government property against the rioters. The attack left four people dead, dozens wounded. Some of the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after Internet police publicized their identities. The District of Columbia Police Department released photos of people in Wednesday's melee and potential charges against them. The FBI also asked the public to help it identify rioters. Law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the U.S. Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot, which ended with four people dead. A day after the chaos, U.S. Capitol Police, the Associated Press reporting, the police chief Steve Sun submitted his resignation Thursday, and a source with knowledge of the matter told the AP the chief's last day would be January 16th. In a statement earlier in the day on Thursday, Sun defended his officer's actions, but he did not say why he had declined additional manpower and resources. The U.S. state of California recorded more than 1,000 deaths from COVID-19 in a two-day period Thursday, and the U.S. reported a one-day record 3,865 Americans deaths Wednesday, according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The grim figures come as nearly 6 million Americans have been vaccinated against the disease. Meanwhile, on Thursday, Britain announced mandatory COVID-19 tests for all international arrivals to the country. Japan's prime minister declared a state of emergency for Tokyo and surrounding areas. The decree takes effect today and lasts until February the 7th. Head of the World Health Organization's European region says a new variant of the coronavirus that emerged in Britain doesn't appear to increase the severity of symptoms, but it does raise alarm for healthcare providers. Dr. Hans Klug says the region is facing a tipping point in the course of the pandemic. He says 22 countries in the region have detected the new variant. Some former Hong Kong legislators and pro-democracy activists were released on bail late Thursday after being arrested under Hong Kong's national security law as part of Wednesday's mass arrest of 53 people. The activists accused of taking part in an unofficial primary election last year that authorities say was part of a plan to paralyze the government and subvert state power. For details on more news, we invite you to join us on our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, via remote, VOA News.